Welcome to today's reading of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American, read by volunteers and staff. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
This is Christy, and I'll be reading MRT for May 28, 2024. Midland Fire Response to Dumpster Fire at Chemical Company by B.K. Richter, Staff Writer, May 28, 2024. The Midland Fire Department and Midland County Northeast Volunteer Fire Department responded to a dumpster fire at a chemical company Monday. The chemical company, located on East Highway 80, had no fire intrusion inside the building and no chemicals were involved, according to a press statement from the City of Midland. However, Midland Fire Department did report that the fire extended to the exterior wall of a building on the property. Pet safety tips for summer outdoor activities. As summer comes around, you may be wanting to do more outdoor activities. If you plan on doing outdoor activities with your pet, you must remember to keep them as safe as possible, especially as the temperature rises. Here are some tips from Karen Patterson, Executive Director of Fix West Texas, and Melissa Griffin Hobson, Manager of Midland Animal Services, about how to keep our pets as safe as possible this summer. Access to plenty of fresh, clean water. Pets can get dehydrated quickly when it's hot outside, and they drink water to keep cool and hydrated. They always need access to clean water. Remember to keep refilling your furry friend's water bowl so that their water is fresh. Provide shaded areas. If your dog or cat stays in your backyard, make sure that they have a shaded area where they can relax in. Shade gives your pets a place to hide from the sun and relax. Never leave pets in a car alone. If you are traveling with your pets, remember not to leave them in a parked car alone. Pets can overheat quickly, and cars trap heat easily. Even a run into the gas station for a couple of minutes puts pets at risk of overheating. Supervise around pools. Not all pets are natural swimmers, so they are also in danger of drowning. Remember to supervise your pet around bodies of water. Consider grooming. Grooming your pet may help them keep cooler. Cutting their long hair can help with the heat, but don't completely shave your pet because they can get sunburnt. Walking your pet. Our pets need plenty of exercise, but we need to keep the heat in mind. Consider walking your pet before peak sun hours, so early morning walks before 11 a.m. or sunset walks after 8 p.m. is ideal. If it is too hot for you to be outside, it's also too hot for your pet. Paws are sensitive, so you need to check the floor before taking your pet on a walk. If it is too hot to place your hand on the cement or asphalt, it is too hot for their paws. Tips around fireworks. Fireworks can often scare pets and cause them to hide or run away. Midland Animal Services often gets filled up around July 4th or when there is a lot of fireworks in the area because pets will run out of their yards. Make sure that your pet is in a safe area if there are fireworks around. Consider taking your pet to the vet to get medication to help get through a night of fireworks. Signs of a heat stroke. Heat stroke can be life-threatening to pets. Signs of a heat stroke to look out for is excessive panting, drooling, rapid heartbeat, vomiting, lethargy, and collapsing. Seek veterinarian attention if you suspect a heat stroke. Midland SUV collision leaves one critically injured by B.K. Richter, staff writer. One person is suffering from life-threatening injuries and another is listed in stable condition after Midland police say an SUV was involved in an early morning collision May 27th. The driver of the SUV, listed as 36-year-old Danny Paul Rodriguez, was reported as driving a Cadillac XT6. MPD has reported that charges are pending further investigation. According to Midland police reports, several subjects outside La Cantina, 200 East Florida Avenue, began to engage in a physical altercation on the northeast corner of the parking lot at approximately 1:50 a.m. Police said the altercation migrated into the eastbound lanes of the 200 block of East Florida. While the pedestrians were in the outside lane, they were struck by a mid-sized maroon Cadillac SUV. The SUV was traveling eastbound and appeared to be in both lanes of travel, according to MPD reports. The driver of the SUV never slowed for the subjects. A witness advised the SUV turned north after the collision occurred. The driver of the SUV fled the scene. Midland man dies in Winkler County collision by B.K. Richter, staff writer, May 26, 2024. Winkler County. A 68-year-old Midland man is dead following a fatal collision in Winkler County on May 22nd. According to the Texas Department of Public Safety, James Dean Daniels of Midland was pronounced dead at the scene of the collision, which occurred at approximately 6:25 p.m. The collision occurred at SH 302 and CR 101. Daniels was driving a 2022 Ford F-150 and had stopped at the stop sign which marked the intersection of CR-101 and SH-302 facing south. The second vehicle in the collision, a 2014 Peterbilt truck, was traveling westbound on SH-302 while approaching the intersection with CR-101. According to the preliminary report, Daniels failed to yield the right-of-way at the stop sign and then entered the intersection where it was struck by the Peterbilt truck. The second driver, Osmani Pereira Suarez, 46, of Laredo, was transported to Winkler County Hospital in Kermit and was reported as having minor injuries. This crash remains under investigation and no further information is available.
This is Reed, and this is the Midland Reporter Telegram Weekend Edition for Saturday, May 25th, 2024. Midland Fire Department trains to prevent drownings. The Midland Fire Department knows a drowning death can occur in less than a minute. That is what the first responders of Midland are attempting to prevent. Groups of several teams from the fire department stripped down to their swim gear Friday morning at Doug Russell Pool, and others suited up in heavy protective fire gear to recreate the feeling of being weighted down in the pool. In the U.S., there is an average of 3,500 to 4,000 people who drown per year. If you calculate that statistic per day, that is an average of 10 fatal drownings daily. According to a Midland Fire Department spokesperson, drowning is the leading cause of unintentional injury-related death for children ages 1 to 4. The spokesperson also relayed parents and guardians should always supervise while in a pool environment. Essentially, parents should not drop off their children at the pool and expect to have a free day. According to a recent CDC report highlighted by National Public Radio, there were around 4,000 accidental drowning deaths in the U.S. in 2019. That rate jumped to more than 4,500 fatalities annually in 2020, 2021, and 2022, leading to a 10% increase in the amount of deaths. The Midland Fire Department also dispelled a few popular myths during their water training session. For example, victims will not yell for help. Rather, they will be trying to breathe instead. Also, victims will not wave their hands in the air requesting assistance. Rather, their hands will be waiting in the water trying to swim. The Midland Fire Department encourages the implementation of several devices to advocate for water safety. They encourage the use of barriers, fences, self-closing and latching gates around pools, drain covers, pools, and hot tubs to prevent entrapment, flotation devices, teaching children to swim by contacting the local YMCA or fitness club, avoid alcohol, avoid high-risk behaviors, education for adults, learn CPR and safety tips. The CDC found that an estimated 40 million American adults don't know how to swim. Nearly 55% of adults have never taken a swimming lesson, which can prove expensive and difficult to access for some people. Turning tassels, chasing dreams. Midland High School celebrates 718 graduates. Under a magnificent moon, Midland High School held its graduation ceremony on Thursday at Astown Broadband Stadium. The Midland High School Bulldogs celebrated 718 graduating seniors for 2024. Senior class president Lillian Miranda Lujan gave an address that honored her grandmother and her family. The salutatory address was given by Aiden Matthew Castanon, and the valedictory address was given by Abby Grace Mueller. Student Council President Emily K. Moon gave the closing remarks for the ceremony. Coleman graduates largest class in school history. Coleman High School held its graduation ceremony on Thursday at Midland College's Al G. Langford Chaparral Center. MISD reported that 2024 is Coleman's largest graduating class of 116 students. Natalie Bracamontes was named the 2024 Shining Star of the graduating class. Interest rate concerns continue to weigh on oil prices. Concerns that a strong U.S. economy means continued higher interest rates, impacting oil demand, sent oil prices lower much of the week, though prices rebounded about 1% Friday. West Texas Intermediate fell 4 or 5 trading days on the New York Mercantile Exchange, led by a $1.09 fall Wednesday, as the near-month contract changed from June to July. Prices posted an 85-cent gain Friday to close at $77.72, down from $79.80 at last Friday's close. The posted price ended the week at $74.20, according to Plains All-American. Christy Olasek, Director of Energy Analytics at East Daily Analytics, called the week's trading the result of continued volatility. Quote, there are a lot of unknowns in the global market which highly impacts WTI. Death of Iran's President Raisi, ongoing conflict in Israel, Russia being its usual wild card on production numbers, and always the up and down of international growth demand. End quote, she told the reporter Telegram by email. East Daily is expecting WTI prices to continue vacillating between the upper $70 and lower $80, she wrote. Quote, right now, it is at the lower end of that spectrum. So we would expect it to increase some and continue to vacillate, end quote. The company also expects exports to stay within the 4.3 to 4.8 million barrel a day range due to the international demand pull and current production volumes, she added. Natural gas futures on the NYMEX started the trading week with a 12.5 cent jump and climbed 17 cents Wednesday to approach $2.85 per MCF before sinking 18.5 cents Thursday and an additional 9.5 cents Friday to end the week at $2.562 per MCF, down from $2.751 at last Friday's close. Jack Weeksel, Senior Director at East Daily, explained that the initial price run-up was caused, quote, by some very hot weather forecasts for most of Texas, including Midland, and the Southeast. Then you had a buy-the-rumor, sell-the-news situation around storage, end quote, he told the reporter Telegram by email. Injection levels came in bearish, but speculators had already run the June contract up all week, he continued. So they cashed in after the injection report. Quote, we're also looking at the start of bid week due to the Memorial Day holiday, so that means speculators in June need to exit their positions to avoid physical delivery of natural gas, end quote, he wrote. Quote, that also had something to do with the 20-cent sell-off between Wednesday and Thursday, end quote. MISD, Midland College, announced SHAP Connect. SHAP Connect, a partnership between MISD and Midland College, offers MISD high school graduates instant admission to Midland College. Midland ISD and Midland College launched the SHAP Connect Instant Admissions Program this week at MISD graduations. The entity said that SHAP Connect eliminates the application process for MISD graduates. Quote, whether graduates have been with us earning dual credits or are new to the campus, we are excited to welcome them into the Midland College family, end quote. Damon Kennedy, president of Midland College, stated, quote, the SHAP Connect Instant Admissions Program offers a smooth transition for MISD students to continue their education and pursue their academic and career goals, end quote. MISD, University of Texas Permian Basin, and Ector County ISD recently announced its Direct Admissions Program, which grants high school seniors with a 2.75 GPA or above from either of the two school districts automatically qualify for admission into UTPB. Quote, at MISD, our mission is that all students will graduate college, career, or military ready, and the SHAP Connect Instant Admissions Program simplifies the college admissions process for our college-bound students, end quote. Dr. Stephanie Howard, MISD superintendent, stated, quote, through Midland College, 100% of MISD graduates are automatically accepted, and this program makes the process of taking that next step after graduation seamless. We appreciate Dr. Kennedy and Midland College for making this a reality, end quote. At MISD high school graduations this week, graduates were handed their acceptance letters to Midland College. Midland pools and splash pads open Sunday. The City of Midland's swimming pools and splash pads are slated to open Sunday, May 26th. Pool reservations are now open for booking starting from June 1st. Here is the breakdown of Midland's public pool locations, their phone numbers, costs, and availability. Washington Aquatic Center, phone 432-685-7355, address 1601 East Indiana, Midland, Texas, 79701. Open Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, noon to 3 p.m., 4 to 7 p.m. Sunday, hours 1 to 4 p.m. and 5 to 8 p.m., closed on Thursdays. Doug Russell, phone 432-685-7355, address 900 North Midland Drive, Midland, Texas, 79703. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from noon to 3 p.m. and 4 to 7 p.m. Sunday hours 1 to 4 p.m. and 5 to 8 p.m. closed on Tuesdays. Splash pads. The HEB splash pad at Momentum Ballpark is now open during Rockhound games. XTO Dennis the Menace Splash. 2201 West Indiana Avenue, Midland, Texas, 79701. Open Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Closed on Thursdays. Cost. The entry fee for both pools is $5 per person. Children under the age of 2 are free. Punch cards are available at both pools. Martin Luther King Community Center, 2300 Butternut Lane, and the Parks and Recreation Office, 2701 Elizabeth Avenue. Call 432-685-7356 for availability. 10 punch card, $20, equal to $2 per visit. 25 punch card, $40, equal to $1.60 per visit. 75 punch card, $80, equal to $1.06 per visit. Memorial Day means outdoor activities and heat. An extended Memorial Day weekend means West Texans will be spending a lot of time outdoors. Whether it's attending special ceremonies commemorating the soldiers who lost their lives in battle, playing in the swimming pool, or enjoying barbecues, precautions need to be taken to protect against the West Texas heat, which is forecast to be at or near triple digits most of the weekend. The City of Midland is offering tips for coping with extreme heat no matter the activity. Those tips begin with staying hydrated, wearing light clothing, staying under air conditioning, checking on those vulnerable to heat, and being alert for signs of heat exhaustion or heat stroke. Barbecuers are also reminded to use propane, charcoal, and wood pellet grills outdoors only, as indoor use could result in fires or carbon monoxide poisoning. Grills should also be placed well away from sidings, deck railings, eaves, and overhanging branches. And of course, it goes without saying, never leave a person or a pet in a car, and always watch children when they are around water. Rig count falls for fourth time in 5 weeks. Drilling activity continues the downward trend that saw a 20% drop in the rig count in 2023. The rig count fell for the fourth time in 5 weeks. Oilfield services firm Baker Hughes said Friday the U.S. rig count, it has issued weekly for 70 years, fell 4 rigs to 600 for the week, the lowest level since January 2022. That's 111 rigs, or 16% below the 711 rigs reported a year ago. The number of rigs seeking crude oil was unchanged at 497 for the week, down 73 rigs from 570 last year. The number of rigs drilling for natural gas fell 4 rigs to 99, 38 rigs fewer than the 137 last year, and the lowest level since October 2021. Texas reported the steepest drop among oil-producing states, falling 3 rigs to 287 rigs active across the state, and down 72 rigs from 359 last year. New Mexico added 1 rig for 108 rigs. Ohio 1, Oklahoma 1, and West Virginia 2 joined Texas as producing states to see a decline. Louisiana 1 joined New Mexico in seeing an increase. The Permian Basin bucked the trend somewhat by remaining unchanged at 312 rigs drilling across the region. That's still 38 rigs fewer than the 350 seen last May. Eddy County, New Mexico, remains the most active county in the Permian Basin with 54 rigs, down 1 for the week. Lee County, New Mexico, follows with 50 rigs, up 1 for the week. Martin County continued its downward trend for a third week, falling 1 rig to 32. Loving and Reeves counties each reported 23 rigs, up 1 for Loving and down 1 for Reeves. Midland County was unchanged at 21 rigs active within county lines. Reagan County gained 1 rig for 18 rigs, and Upton County was unchanged with 14 rigs. Howard and Ward counties each reported 10 rigs, up one for Howard and unchanged for Ward. Chaves County, New Mexico, saw renewed activity for the week, adding one rig. Enverus, the energy-dedicated software as a service firm, said its U.S. rig count for the week ended May 17th fell two rigs to 629 for the week and is down 143 rigs, or 19%, from 772 a year ago. ConocoPhillips continues to lead the top 10 operators by rig count with 31 rigs, unchanged for the week. EOG Resources follows with 28 rigs, down one, and Occidental Petroleum is third with 27, unchanged for the week. Enverus Permian Basin rig count for the week ended May 17th was 315, unchanged for the week. It is 53 rigs, or 14% below the 368 rigs at work in the Permian last May. Enverus' most active play, the Delaware, was unchanged at 171 rigs and is 28 rigs, or 14% below the 199 rigs drilling in the Delaware a year ago. The Midland Basin was also unchanged at 120 rigs and is 24 rigs, or 17% below 144 rigs the previous year. Enverus trailing 30-day drilling permits showed the Permian with 808 permits for the week ended May 3rd, up from 755 the previous week and well above the 644 reported a year ago. The Permian reported 123 frac crews for the week ended May 3rd, up from 113 a week earlier, but below 130 a year ago. Skill Point Alliance Permian Basin announces site director. Skill Point Alliance Permian Basin appointed Maria Luna Delgadillo as its site director, according to Skill Point Alliance. Skill Point Alliance Permian Basin is a workforce development organization based in West Texas that provides in-demand workforce training to vulnerable members of the community, it states. Delgadillo previously served as Skill Point Alliance's student success coordinator. Skill Point Alliance states that Delgadillo was responsible for navigating the challenges that keep students from enrolling and staying in school, ranging from academic preparedness to financial factors and mental health concerns. Delgadillo also provided industry-specific professional development training to program participants, including resume writing, interview preparation, and soft skills coaching. Quote, the Permian Basin is experiencing exponential growth within the skilled trade industries. And with that growth comes the need for trained workers, end quote, said Kevin Brackmeyer, CEO of SkillPoint Alliance. Quote, we believe that Delgadillo's experience as the student success coordinator has prepared her to take on the role of site director. She has shown tremendous dedication to the organization and our students, and we know that she will continue to expand our program and further our mission of helping individuals attain meaningful careers while also creating a talent pipeline that meets the needs of local employers, end quote. Skill Point Alliance stated that Delgadillo will be responsible for broad oversight to ensure that Skill Point programs are providing the training needs for employees entering the region's workforce. As a site director, she will oversee the expansion of Skill Point into the Permian Basin region of Texas and New Mexico. Oil Report. Pinon Midstream expands sour gas treating capacity. Pinon Midstream LLC continues to expand its sour natural gas treating and carbon capture capabilities after initiating operations in August 2021. The company has just commissioned its third 450-gallon per minute amine treating unit, now in service at Pinon's Dark Horse Treating Facility in Lee County, New Mexico. This third train increased Dark Horse's sour natural gas treating capacity by 50% to about 270 million cubic feet per day. It also includes new sour gas gathering and gas lift pipelines, a 15,000 horsepower compression station, and additional interconnects for downstream processors. Pinon's Dark Horse facility consists of a total of 1,350 gallons per minute of amine treating and two operational Devonian gas injection wells, each with a depth of approximately 18,000 feet and permitted for 20 million standard cubic feet per day of acid gas injection. Adam Wilson, President and Chief Commercial Officer, told the Reporter Telegram by email that the company has explored means to either monetize or dispose of the CO2 and H2S it removes. Quote, however, our current process of utilizing AGI wells for disposal of captured CO2 and H2S remains our preferred option as we remain focused on our producer customers and solving their sour natural gas treating needs to unlock additional drilling inventory in the Delaware Basin, end quote, he wrote. At the same time, Pinon was placing the third amine train into service. The company announced receipt of a new source review air permit. Wilson called the permit transformative for Pinon's growth plans. Quote, it allows us to add plants beyond train 3, but importantly, the permit specifically allows us to construct larger amine plants for trains 4, 5, and 6 to keep up with the demand we see in the basin, end quote, he wrote. The proposed three trains will be 900 gallons per minute amine trains, each with a capacity of up to 220 MMSCF per day, and two cryogenic processing plants with a total permitted processing capacity of 460 MMSCF per day. He noted that the permits have historically taken several months to acquire from the state of New Mexico, quote, and having it in hand removes a key question mark in our growth plans, end quote. Wilson added that the company is prepared to meet any design requirements and proactively implement a program to meet data monitoring, reporting, and record-keeping requirements in any new air emission-related regulations. The company estimates that since initiating operations, Pinon has reduced the environmental impact of oil and natural gas production in the Delaware Basin through the capture and permanent geologic sequestration of more than 225,000 metric tons of carbon dioxide and hydrogen sulfide. In announcing the expansion and new permit, Pinon's founding partner and chief executive officer, Stephen Green, commented, quote, with the recent receipt of the NSR permit, Pinon is well positioned to significantly expand our sour gas treating and carbon capture operations within the Delaware Basin. This important milestone underscores our mission to unlock substantial acreage across the Delaware Basin while improving the environmental impact of oil and gas production, end quote. Pinon is not overlooking the sweet gas produced in the Permian Basin. Its Grande Sweet Gas Pipeline system, consisting of about 22 miles of 20 high-pressure steel pipe, connects the Dark Horse treating facility with multiple downstream processors. Pinon recently executed a sixth interconnect agreement with a new downstream processor, which will increase downstream takeaway and processing capacity to more than 500 MMCF per day. Additionally, Pinon has expanded its gas redelivery capabilities with reliable and cost-effective treated natural gas for gas lift and power generation operations. Select Occidental recycle 50 million barrels of water. Produced water is a prime focus of Permian Basin operators. Whether it's the ability to dispose of the water without triggering seismic activity or finding ways to treat and reuse that water. Select Water Solutions has announced success in its treatment and recycling efforts, saying its collaborative efforts with Occidental Petroleum at Occidental South Curtis Ranch Water Treatment Facility have resulted in treating and recycling over 50 million barrels of produced water. The facility has been in operation since March 2021. Quote, reaching this milestone at one of our flagship facilities is a testament to the hard work and dedication of both teams. This facility not only delivers value to our operator partners, but also provides significant environmental benefits to the community, end quote, stated John Schmitz, Select's chairman of the board, president and chief executive officer, in announcing the milestone. In that same announcement, Thamar Ramirez, president and general manager of Occidental's Midland Basin Business Unit, commented, quote, by treating and reusing produced water, we use technology and collaboration to reduce water consumption and preserve a precious resource. Occidental's dedication to responsible operations, including water management, reflects our belief that environmental stewardship is essential for community and ecological well-being, end quote. Facilities like South Curtis Ranch exemplify the advantages of long-term water programs and infrastructure designed to collect produced water from a vast and complex network of production wells, thereby reducing freshwater consumption and waste.
We've been reading from the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American. Please stay tuned for the weather, followed by the second hour's reading of the newspapers.